Okay. Those who are still on, we had a real difficult time during Kartik the last month, so a lot of classes were missed. So it's hard to keep up the people coming if you yourself are not regular. So hopefully we'll be regular now and it will build up. Also, we're getting towards the end of Jiva Dharma, so it's very, very relishable, but it's also very, very confidential subject matter. And confidential means it's not for everyone. Not everyone has the frame of reference, but some of you have been listening from the very beginning. I myself am particularly excited. Okay, reading from chapter 33, Jiva Dharma, Madhurya Ras Vichar, Sri Radha Sarup, Five Types of Sakis and Messengers. Om Gyanat Timanandasya Gananjana Shavakaya Taksur Malatam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Tapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sapadantikam Vanshakaupatarubhyascha Kripashindubhayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivas Adhivor Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, I'm looking forward. Now remember, it's the story of Vijay Kumar now and Vrajanath, the generation after Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this novel by Bhaktivinoda Thakur that is inclusive of all touches and truths of Krishna consciousness as the various people that are coming to the various holy places and meeting the great saints. It was Godrum Dweep and Das Babaji, now Goswami Maharaj in Puri, Gopal Guru Goswami. So all the subjects, the tattvas of Krishna consciousness are being systematically described. And now we're into Radha Tattva, the subject of Radha. One day, Vijay Kumar and Vrajanath took bath at Indrajumna Sarovara. And upon returning to the residence, they honored Prashad together. I'm going to Puri soon. Indrajumna the Sarovara is so beautiful. Wow. Vrajanath then set off to have darshan of Sri Haridas Thakur Samadhi. Well, Vijay Kumar came before the lotus feet of his Gurudev at Sri Sri Radha Kantamat. When he saw that the time was appropriate, okay, they took the side, then Vrajanath went to Haridas Thakur's Samadhi. And Vijay Kumar came to the lotus feet of his Gurudev at Sri Radha Kantamat. That's the temple, the Gambira, where Lord Chaitanya stayed. It's where there's a deity of Gopal, there's Radhakant deities and the deity of Gopal Guru. When he saw the time is appropriate, he posed some questions about Srimati Radhika. Prabhu, Sri Vrishabhanu Nandini is our be-all and end-all in our very life. I cannot express it. I do not know why my heart melts when I just hear the name of Sri Radhika. Although Sri Krishna is our only refuge, still I only like to taste the playful pastimes that he performs with Sri Radhika. My mind does not want to hear any Krishna Katha that does not mention Sri Radhika's name or discuss her pastimes. What can I say? Now, I am not at all pleased to introduce myself as Vijay Kumar Bhattacharya. I'm overjoyed to call myself Sri Radhika's Palya Dasi. Another surprising thing is I have no desire to speak Vraja Leela Katha with those who are Krishna Bahirmukhi, reluctant to serve Krishna. I want to get up and flee from any assembly where those who are not Rasika describe the glories of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. So obviously this is a very, very high spiritual attainment where his budding relationship with Krishna in Madhurya Ras, probably Manjari Bhav, probably as the assistants of Radha, the pure assistants of Radha, the young girls that assist Radha, who selflessly serve her and have no desire even for personal union with Krishna. So this is awakening. And it's not artificial here. This is being described as someone who's actually attaining this. And we're being led into his confidential dealings with his spiritual master. And he's revealing himself that this has really become greed. This is not something that we imitate cheaply. And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur and Prabhupada were very, very cautious about this. That you really have to have become free. I'm cooking, so at one time I just have to check that nothing got burnt. So, you know, confidential. I explain what confidential means is it's something that you know, that you have the frame of reference to understand, that you don't make public because other people do not have that frame of reference to understand it and will either abuse the subject of it or abuse you or they'll misunderstand you. And that's why people keep these things very, very deep and confidential. It's also as mentioned within the text. They're not shared publicly. Also, because they're high subjects, sometimes people use them, Radhe, to promote their own ego. You know, I live in Radhakund, I live in the highest place, therefore I'm the highest person. I'm speaking the highest subjects, therefore I'm the highest person. And bhakti from A to Z is based on humility. And when one gets these type of realizations, they become very, very humble. Very, very humble, because the more you have depth of understanding of the absolute truth, the further you realize your distance from it, your lack of qualification for it, your offense in distancing yourself from it. So it's not a very, very cheap thing. And then as Guru says, you are fortunate. As long as one does not have complete conviction in being a Vraja Ramani, a gopi, he is not qualified to enter into the descriptions of Radha Krishna's Leela Vilas. What to speak of those in male forms, even a baby, a lady has no eligibility for Radha Krishna because it's not based on the body. Although certainly a man is susceptible to Purusha Bhav, the enjoyer and controller, of course that's every conditioned soul. I've already discussed Krishna's beloved consorts with you. Radha and Chandravali are the foremost among them. And they both have millions of yutas of fresh adolescent gopis. At the time of the Maharas, hundreds and millions of charming young gopis took part in the Ras Mandala and expanded its beauty. Vijay Prabhu. Let Chandravali have her millions of yutas, but please show me mercy to me and tell me about Srimati Radhika's glories so that my contaminated ears may be purified and filled with rasa. I have taken full shelter of you. So there's two main gopis. Radha and Chandravali, and there are lines that are in line with Chandravali. Goswami, aha, Vijaya, Radha and Chandravali, Sri Radha Ji is Mahabhav's Roop, the complete embodiment of the highest love, and she therefore excels Chandravali in all qualities and in all matters. So we know that the position of Radha is Purna Shakti. Actually, Krishna has Ladini Shakti. Everything's about pleasure and happiness. But the essence of that is Krishna Prem. When Krishna Prem is heightened to the highest degree, it's Mahabhav. And Radhika is Mahabhav Swarup. She is the form of that love. And she manifests in every way to please Krishna. And everything about her is that expression, I love you to the most intense degree. And she therefore excels Chandravali. Look in the Tapani Shruti, she has been called Gandharva. In the Rik Parishishta, supplement to the Rig Veda, there is a description of the immense brilliance of Madhava when he is with Radha. In the Padma Purana, Narada Ji has also said, just as Srimati Radhika is the most beloved of Krishna, similar Kund is also equally dear to him. Of all the gopis, Sri Radharani is the most dear to Krishna. What an unprecedented and astonishing tattva this Radha tattva is. Among all varieties of Shaktis of Bhagavan, the supermost Mahashakti is called Ladini. Radhika is Mahabhav Swarup, the embodiment of the condensed essence of that Ladini. Vijay, what an exceptional tattva. Now please describe Radha's Swarup. Thank you. Now, Radha's Swarup. I think also because his subject matter is so high, Krishna had a way of me spacing out right before it, maybe just whittling down the group to just a few eager souls now. Let's see. In all respects, Goswami says, Srimati Radha is the most beautiful of all Sri Krishna's beloved consorts, Krishna Kanti Swarup. And she is adorned with 16 Sringar decorations and 12 Abharad ornaments. Vijay, what is the meaning of Krishna Kanti Swarup? Goswami, Sri Radha's Swarup is so beautiful that there is no necessity of decorative embellishments. Her unparalleled loveliness is expanded by her hair, which is a mass of elegant curls, by her lotus face, by her large restless eyes, and by her beautiful breasts. The extraordinary beauty of her Swarup is increased many times over by her slender waist, by her two exquisite shoulders that are slightly lower, and by her flower-bud hands, which are embellished by the jewels of her fingernails. There's no comparison to her beauty in all the three worlds. Well, that makes sense, that beauty is a manifestation of the desire to please God. And being part of God, it's also pleasing to us. And that Radha is the embodiment of this pleasure and this beauty. So we cannot even fathom what it must be to actually be able to see Sri Radha, to actually be able to see her with our eyes, when our heart is purified of the selfish desires that cover us from God. What are the 16 Sringaras? Our 16 Sringaras are a bath, the radiance of the jewel decorating the tip of her nose, her blue garments, the belt around her waist, her braid, her earrings, the sandalwood paste smeared on her limbs, the arrangement of flowers in her hair, her garland, the lila kamala, the play lotus, the tambul in her mouth, the dot of kasturi on her chin, the kajal around her eyes, the pictures drawn in nigamadi musk on her rosy cheeks, the red lac on her feet and the tilak on her forehead. Srimati Radhika is always beautified by these type of decorations. They're just expressions of her love to Krishna. Krishna's relishing, just as we relish love through our senses, in the sense that if someone offers us flowers, the beauty and the fragrance that we enjoy, if we really appreciate that person, we experience that as that person's love, which supersedes the sensual enjoyment of it, because the emotional enjoyment is much, much greater than the sensual enjoyment. So she's being described. One of the 12 abharanas. Goswami, the 12 abharanas that decorate Sri Radha's limbs are the exceptionally brilliant jeweled tiara upon her head. T-I-A-R-A. Maybe that's, necklace in the hair. Her golden earrings, the golden belt around her hips, the golden necklace, the vali and golden shalaka on her ears, the bracelets on her waist, the ornaments on her neck, the rings on her finger, her pearl necklace, her armlets, the jeweled ankle bells on her feet, and the rings on her toes. Vijay, please show compassion to me by describing Radharani's prominent qualities. Goswami, like Sri Krishna, Sri Radha has innumerable qualities, among which 25 are prominent. She is sweet, Madhura, that is, she is complete, incomparably beautiful in appearance. 2, she is an ever-fresh youth. 3, her eyes are restless and inclined to give sidelong glances. 4, she has radiant, gentle, and sweet smile. 5, she has beautiful lines indicating auspiciousness. 6, she maddens Krishna with the fragrance of her bodily limbs. 7, she is expert in musical arts. 8, she speaks sweetly. 9, she is expert in making jokes. 10, she is very polite and modest. 11, she is versatile. 12, she is cunning. 13, she is expert in all duties. 14, she is shy. 15, she is always steadfast on the path of righteous conduct. 16, she is patient. 17, she is grave, so that it is very difficult to understand the import of her mind. 18, she is fond of enjoying pastimes. 19, she is acutely eager to manifest the supermost excellence of Mahabhav. 20, when the residents of Gokul see her, their hearts immediately overflow with praying. 21, her fame pervades the entire universe. 22, she's the object of affection for her superiors. 22, she's controlled by the intense love of her sakis, her girlfriends. 24, she is prominent among all Krishna's sakis, this means gopis. 25, Keshava always remains submissive to her orders. Vijay, I want to know in detail about the elegant lines that indicate her immense good fortune.
Just excuse me for a second.
Okay, Herbo. Back. So now some of the qualities, naturally in a conversation, you hear the 25 qualities, and then you inquire kind of about some of them. Well, what about the eloquent lines? Goswami, according to the Varaha Samhita, Jyoti, Shastra, Kati Kanda, and the Puranas, such as the Matsya Purana and Garuda Purana, there are the auspicious signs on her left foot. One, there is a barley corn on the base of her big toe. Below that, there is a chakra. Below the middle toe is a lotus flower. And below the lotus flower is four, a banner, and five, a flag. Six, there is a line curving up the middle of the sole to the right of the middle toe. Seven, below her little toe is an elephant goat. The signs on her right foot are as follows. One, at the root of her big toe is a conch shell. Two, on her heels is a fish. And three, below her little toe is an altar. Above the fish are four, a chariot. Five, a mountain. Six, an earring. Seven, a club. And eight, the mark of a Shakti. On her left hand, one, a long lifeline extends from the point where the index finger and the middle finger meet to below the little finger. Two, another line begins from below the long lifeline, extends to the place between the index finger and the thumb. Three, below the thumb, a curved line extends from the wrist to the space between the thumb and the index finger to meet with the middle line. Four to eight, on the tip of her thumb and each of her fingers is a chakra. The three lines plus the five chakras make eight signs altogether. Then, nine, below the ring finger is an elephant. 10, below the lifeline is a horse. And 11, below the middle line is a bull. Below the little ring finger, below little finger are 12, an elephant goat, 13, a fan, 14, a shri tree, 15, a Victoria column, 16, an arrow, 17, a javelin, 18, a garland. On the right hand, just as on the left, there are three lines beginning with the lifeline. In addition, there's a conch shell on the tip of her thumb and each of her fingers. That makes eight signs altogether. Nine, below the index finger is a chamara. Below the little finger are 10, an elephant gold, 11, a palace, 12, a dundabi drum, 13, a lightning bolt, 14, two cards, 15, an archer's bow, 16, a sword, and 17, a water pot. Since there are seven signs on the left foot, eight on the right, 18 on the left hand, and 17 on the right altogether, there are 50 auspicious lines indicating supreme fortune. So even that is quite pleasant. If you see someone's hand, see it with you in a minute. I know it's an odd thing, but today is just a different day for me from the way I usually do things. My schedule has been thrown off, so. Okay. Sorry. Okay. So, he asked that question, are these symptoms not possible in others? Goswami, these qualities are present in Jiva to a very slight degree and somewhat more in the Devis, but they are fully manifest in Sri Radhika. All of Sri Radhika's qualities are aprakrit, transcendental, because these qualities are not present purely and completely in anybody in the material world, even in the goddesses such as Gauri. Vijaya, Srimati Radhika's virtues are inconceivable. One can realize them only by her mercy. Goswami, how can I express your glories? What is there to compare with the beauty and qualities that perpetually bewilder even Krishna himself? So this is Krishna's love personified. And therefore, because it's Krishna's love personified, it excites Krishna. and it excites Krishna to the maximum degree, where even he becomes bewildered. Prabhu, please describe Srimati Radhika's Sakhis, Goswami. Srimati Radhika's Yuta is the best of all. Every young gopi in that group is adorned with all transcendental qualities. They directly attract even Krishna with their qualities, playful glances and gestures. Vijay, how many types of Sakhis does Srimati Radhika have? Goswami, there are five types. One, Sakhi. Two, Nitya Sakhi. Three, Pran Sakhi. Four, Priya Sakhi. And five, Parama Prestha Sakhi. Who are the Sakhis? The Sakhis include Kusamika, Vrinda, and Dinishta. Who are the Nitya Sakhis? Goswami, Kasturi, Mani Manjari, and others. Who are the Pran Sakhis? The Pran Sakhis include Sashimukhi, Vasanti, and Lasika. They've attained forms and qualities similar to that of Vrindavaneshwari, Srimati Radhika. Who are the Priya Sakhis? Goswami, Karangakshi, Sumadhya, Madanalasa, Kamala, Madhuri, Maju Keshi, Gandharpa Sundari, Madhavi, Malati, Kamalata, Shashikala, and many others. Who are the Parama Prestha Sakhis, Goswamis? Lalita, Vishaka, Chitra, Champakalata, Tungavidya, Indaleka, Rangadevi, Sudevi. These are eight, or Pradhan. And Parama Prestha Sakhis, their prema for Radha Krishna is developed to the highest degree. They please Radha and Krishna by sometimes showing more love for Krishna and sometimes showing more love for Radha. Vijay, I've understood the meaning of yutta. Now please tell me about gana. In every yutta, that's a group, there are several further divisions which are called gana. For example, in the Yutta of Srimati Radhika, the Sakhis who follow Lalita are known as Lalita Gan. Vijay, the Parodha Bhav, Paramore mood of the gopis is very important characteristic. But in what circumstances does Parodha Bhav not indicate a desirable state? Well, yesterday there was this new person, came from Los Angeles, very distinguished lady, and she's really just diving in. First time in Vrindavan, not really, I would say, a devotee yet, but attracted to bhakti, and I was just explaining something. Somebody asked me a question, I explained that, something about Radha, and she says, Radha's not... not married to Krishna. So this is kind of a shock to people. So he's asking basically the same type of question. Goswami, in this mundane world, all femininity and masculinity is only a designation. So designation is not, you're designated as something. It's just like you have a degree. A degree is a designation. Your PhD, but it's something external to you. You're much more than that, and that's not your only identity, and that's not your real identity. So according to the result of people's karma under the influence of illusion, one is now a woman and another is man. People in Maya have many petty and adharmika desires, so the rishis have forbidden man to associate with any woman except the one who one is married, according to the instructions of Shastra. Poets and authors of mundane poet alankara, poetry basically, have also rejected the paramour mood in order to make others understand that this instruction of the rishis is compatible with dharma. The ras of the transcendental pastimes is nitya ras, whereas the shringa ras, the conjugal ras of males and females, who are products of the material energy, is merely its perverted reflection. The mundane display of Sringaras is extremely limited and subject to regulative principles. So in conjugal love in the world, it's limited. It's to and subject to principles within one's marriage. And that is why the parodha bhav of the insignificant mundane Nayakas has been rejected. However, Sri Krishna is Sachidananda. So when he is the only Purusha or Nayak or hero, whatever meeting takes place with a lover, a paramour, in order to nourish Ras is not subject to criticism. In this tattva, there is no place for conventional marriage, which is an extremely insignificant illusory designation. So all these things are designations, but that designation in the material world has a function. But that designation in the spiritual world has no function. Because the ultimate reality is love and how that love is expressed, not any formal agreement with that love. So it's very hard for people in the material world who are conditioned, and probably so for their own spiritual development, conditioned to certain moral principles that take a form that is functional for them in the world and functional for the society, and very much condemnable and degrading and selfish and sinful when one steps out of it. But that doesn't apply to God. So it's hard to take off your mundane glasses and look at the spiritual world from another tattva, another reality, another perspective. But it is another perspective. And this tattva, the criticism of paramours, is proper in worldly literature, but it cannot be applied to the young maidens of Gokul, where Gokul Bihari manifests his supreme Parakya Ras and Goloka in this world. Please tell me, what are the excellent characteristics that are exhibited by the young gopis of Krishna due to their Krishna praying? So due to my limited schedule, I'll probably have to end right now, but are there any questions? Would anybody like to say hello?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, it's Bhakti Krishna.
Okay. All right, Bhakti, I'll end for now. We probably lost a little of the audience because it's been so unsteady. We'll try to make it steady now. Bunch of couple do this circuit.